the Freedom Flotilla and a ship called the Conscience. What's that about and what happened?
Well, you know, there have been attempts since 2008 to break this siege of Gaza. The siege of Gaza did not start on October 8th. It has been ongoing. And so since 2008, there have been attempts to take boats in. In the beginning, some of the boats, very small ones, actually made it in. But then Israel decided it would not allow any boats to come in and has been blocking them. And in fact, in 2010, when there was a huge ship called the Mavi Marmara that had 550 people on board, and there were other ships with it, which is why it was called a flotilla, the Israeli Navy commandos boarded that ship and killed 10 people on board. This is a civilian ship carrying humanitarian aid. And ever since then, there have been attempts to send ships in. And Israel has boarded those, taken the people captive, hostage, taken them to jail, deported them, and confiscated the boats. And so this is part of a long attempt to break that siege by sea. And this boat, the Conscience, was supposed to have left from Malta. It was anchored in international waters. There were 12 crew members and 6 passengers on board, and there were dozens more passengers, including my partner, Tig Barry, who were scheduled to get on that ship. They had smaller boats to take them out there, but the night before is when they were attacked. And they were attacked by drones. It seems very, very plausible that this C-130 plane that was Israeli, that has been shown to have been in the area, flying low, hovering over there, dropped the drones, which damaged the ship. And now there are negotiations ongoing with the Maltese government to bring the ship into the port, to have it fixed, and to allow it to sail.